Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The technology landscape is constantly shifting, and if you've been following trends lately, you've probably noticed the pace at which hardware and software innovations are converging to drive huge leaps in performance and features. One of the headline stories this week is the performance improvements brought by Intel's Arc B390 GPU, now making waves on Linux systems. With its 12Xe cores, new benchmarking has shown its capabilities, especially when tuned properly with the latest Linux kernel updates. For anyone running graphical workloads, power settings optimization has been pivotal in really stretching what the Arc B390 can do. It's a reminder that system configuration itself is as important as the hardware if you want top-end performance for heavy applications. Equally important right now are security updates making their way to top Linux distributions, including Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, and Red Hat. It's actually impressive how proactively Red Hat has been pushing out kernel updates to address emerging vulnerabilities, ensuring stability and user safety even as new threats surface. Of course, savvy users know that staying on top of patches is essential, but listening to the way security protocols have matured, it's clear many distributions are becoming more responsive and robust every year. In the realm of storage and data management, TrueNAS 26's beta is highly anticipated, especially with updates driven by OpenZFS 2.4. We're looking at hybrid pool enhancements and, notably, the official inclusion of LXC container support. These features are being rolled out to heighten both performance and security at a time when ransomware and unauthorized access have become real pain points for organizations. What this means for users is more robust detections, quicker response to threats, and a genuinely smoother admin experience. An important trio for anyone handling sensitive information. Looking at accessibility, the W3C recently published its Accessibility Guidelines Evaluation Methodology 2.0, or WCAGEM, which lays out a straightforward, tech-agnostic pathway to checking digital products for accessibility compliance. Organizations now have no excuse not to adopt systematic, user-friendly routines to annually evaluate where their sites or apps stand, with compliance mapped directly to the established WCAG2 standards. It's a big step towards ensuring digital inclusion, creating a level playing field for users with disabilities. Meanwhile, hardware developments continue at pace, particularly from Ubuntu, which has expanded support for the RISC-V platform in some striking ways. Canonical's work with SpaceMIT's K3 chip is much more than a nod to emerging hardware. It's a sign they're genuinely invested in building compatibility as RISC-V devices transition from concept to production. By working directly with manufacturers to enable next-generation platforms, Ubuntu is bolstering the entire open hardware ecosystem, making it easier for developers to adopt cutting-edge technology. Speaking of Canonical, Ubuntu's 24.04.4 LTS hardware enablement stack is now available, anchored by Linux kernel 6.17 and the Mesa 25.2.7 graphics library, both of which bring improved support for the very latest Intel CPUs and GPUs. For anyone aiming to keep their systems fresh and able to take advantage of new chipsets, these upgrades mean much smoother performance, lower latency, and all-around better reliability, particularly for high-throughput workloads. And in the desktop space, System76's COSMIC Desktop is gearing up to launch with a native Vulkan renderer, a feature set to completely redefine what Linux desktops can offer for gamers. By leveraging Vulkan's advanced rendering techniques, the Cosmic environment promises to deliver faster frame rates and richer graphics while reducing system resource strain. A boon for anyone into open source gaming. But no conversation about modern technology would be complete without talking about artificial intelligence, both its promise and its pitfalls. Over the past year, AI has exploded beyond research into real products, particularly in accessibility, medicine, and even civic accountability. For instance, AI voice generators have provided pathways for individuals with speech impairments to regain their voices, radically improving not just communication, but self-confidence and social agency too. There's also the emergence of AI-powered navigation tools for blind and low-vision users, turning digital maps and even physical spaces into accessible, interactive environments navigable by sound or touch. Researchers are also turning to machine learning to design vaccines, rapidly sifting through genetic datasets to target pathogens more efficiently than ever before. The same core technologies are making transparency possible in police accountability, with LLMs identifying concerning patterns in officer conduct records and highlighting systemic issues. This boosts public trust and supports reforms by surfacing information that was previously hidden by paperwork mountains or local politics. At the same time, AI raises real concerns, bias and privacy risks being top of mind, underscoring the importance of building safeguards and oversight directly into the deployment process. Community open source projects are often the first line of defense here, pioneering transparency before commercial models catch up. Of course, all this innovation doesn't happen in a vacuum. Communities have to grapple with issues of sustainability and developer engagement. Debian, for example, is currently facing challenges around retaining volunteer developers, which has led to some quietly drifting away and packages becoming unmaintained. Andreas Tille, Debian's project leader, has pushed for better communication and automated check-ins on maintainers, aiming to prevent the silent loss of critical contributors. His suggestion of a robot that periodically contacts inactive developers is actually quite innovative, and if widely adopted, might help sustain and grow the open source ecosystem as a whole. Without these efforts, beloved projects and libraries could easily become obsolete, creating risks for everyone relying on their continued function and security. Looking to the future, there are plenty of initiatives designed to bolster participation and enthusiasm. Arduino Day 2026 is a standout, set for March 27th and 28th. With its focus on AI innovations, Arduino Day acts not only as a celebration of open hardware, but also as an entry point for educators, makers, and new technologists to get hands-on and stay inspired. By offering workshops, showcases, and interactive sessions, it's all about democratizing technology, so new voices and creative minds can push boundaries from the ground up. So, what should you take away from all this? The open source world is moving fast, but the overarching message is clear. System optimization, security, and inclusive design are fundamental. Tuning your system and staying up to date on kernel and library developments can mean massive boosts in stability and performance, especially as new hardware rolls out at a rapid pace. If you're part of a company or institution, paying close attention to security updates and embracing rigorous testing protocols should be part of everyday operations to safeguard against vulnerabilities. Educators and lifelong learners should keep their calendars marked for innovation-driven events like Arduino Day, as hands-on exposure can jumpstart long-term curiosity and growth. Accessibility advocates now have more practical tools than ever, thanks to initiatives like WCAGEM 2.0, which make it easier for everyone to participate in and benefit from the digital realm. And if you're part of an open source project, this is the time to think about developer engagement, establishing clear communication pathways and offering support where possible. The sum total of all these efforts is an ecosystem where collaboration, reliability, and innovation reinforce each other and drive sustainable progress. Before I wrap up, here's a quick recap of the best practices for navigating today's open source landscape. Stay current with kernel and system updates, implement patches and dedicated security testing, and keep inclusivity top of mind. Plug into your local and global tech communities to share knowledge and connect with emerging voices. It's the fastest way to adapt to change and keep growing alongside your peers. Lastly, keep your creativity thriving by always exploring and experimenting. The heart of open source lives in curiosity and the courage to build something new. That's this week's look at the world of open source. Thanks for listening.